Smashville Live is live at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue tonight. Tons of great Preds fans here in the house. We are proud to have 1,231 games of NHL experience on our stage tonight. On your far left, with 11 games of NHL experience, from Basking Ridge, New Jersey, USA, Preds defenseman Mark Delgazzo, everybody.
How are you guys? Great to be here.
Second from your right, with one game of NHL experience, setting a new NHL record for fastest time from NHL debut to Smashville Live, from Mercier, Quebec, Canada, Zach LaRue, everybody.
Thanks for having me. Hi, everybody.
And the veteran of the group, 1,219 NHL games.
You counted my games?
I counted them all, one by one. From Bolton, Massachusetts, USA, Hal Gill, everybody.
Thank you.
My name is Max Herz. This is Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Zach, Mark, great to have you guys here. Great to have a win in the books. We got to start with you, Zach. Are you still glowing from your NHL debut?
Yeah, it was pretty special. Obviously, a lot of family and friends in town, and I'm, you know, still thinking about it, and it's still fresh on the brain. So, you know, I think I've had a smile on my face ever since the win last night.
I have a million questions to ask you, but I'm going to start off with, you're in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
You had family visiting you.
Yep.
And then you get the call, you're going up, you're going to the show. That's got to be crazy. How awesome was it to have them with you?
It was like, awesome. Honestly.
And what was their reaction?
I left the rink pretty quickly after our home opener just to you know, get to spend some time with them because they were leaving the next day to go back home. And I was actually driving through the parking lot on my way out when, you know, my phone started vibrating and I saw our assistant general manager run out and kind of stop my car and said, yeah, I'd come back in. So I ran in, got the great news, and, you know, pick a sprint right out of the rink, right to my parents, and, you know, we gave them a big hug and told them the news. So that was awesome.
We saw them on TV, and they were, you know, your father was great. Your parents up there talking about it, like, he was speechless. You could see it was just, he said it, we worked so hard for this. I feel like he's part of the package, right?
It's as big as a moment for them as it is for me. They've been with me all along. They've been my number one support, driving me the rinks ever since I was, you know, 3-4 years old. So yeah. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today. And
that's how it works. That's how it works.
We also saw on camera, I don't know if Hal saw this or not, right at the end of the game, your dad, Robert LaRue, had a moment that we've all experienced at the hockey game. The horn sounded. They showed them celebrating on camera. He realized he still had like 4 sips of beer left and he had to get it down now that the game was over. That's great. Hockey dad.
That sounds like my dad right there.
Yeah. Making Hal proud with that one.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Your thoughts going through your first game?
Definitely.
Like first shift. You're jumping out there. You did the hot lap. You nailed it, by the way.
No bucket.
Yeah, I know. I went 5-hole first shot. That wasn't on purpose, but I'll take it. No goalie. No, definitely just excitement. Surprisingly, I thought I was going to be pretty nervous and maybe a little stressed, but wasn't at all. I felt, you know, super comfortable as soon as the game got going and thought that, you know, I just didn't change anything, played my style, my role, and, you know, brought my energy. And I thought, you know, whenever I was able to get out there, that I did the best I could, and I'm, you know, proud of myself for it.
Well, it was a weird game, too, and I want both of you guys to talk about this on the game as a whole. A lot of special teams in that game yesterday. So you, Zach, especially, like, you would go 5-6 minutes without a shift a lot. And, Mark, were you penalty killing yesterday?
Just at the end of the game.
Yeah. So when that special teams is going on, you guys are just kind of stewing over there. What's that like having to re-engage after not being on the ice for a long time in a tight game?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a little bit different. And, you know, when you're sitting on the bench like that, I think for me personally, I'm just trying to be vocal to stay involved. And in between TV timeouts, go out there for get the legs moving a little bit and just encourage everyone and bring that energy and just kind of just stay engaged for sure.
And, Zach, I think your third shift was my favorite. You got going on the forecheck, 2 hits on Andrew Peak, and then you knock Mason Lorai down, who I think is 7 inches taller than you. Good, clean wood on those 3 hits.
Yeah, obviously want to bring that physical game. I knew I was going to try to be a human wrecking ball out there and, you know, hit everything that I could and every opportunity I had. So I think that was definitely one of those shifts that I was happy about.
Mark, you debuted a year ago. Does it feel good not to be the newest debut anymore? Yeah, Nobody else debuted last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was, just to have Z here, he's such a hard worker and so well-deserving of the opportunity, and he's a great teammate and a great player and a good friend of mine. So, when he got the call up, I was just so excited and texted him right away.
Well, I have to say, on TV, I gave you the third star, Zach, because I felt like the team was struggling for identity. Deli, you were there before. You know, it wasn't the team we were seeing. It was off for five games. You had spurts of it, but that was a complete game, and I gave you credit for that, for bringing that identity, going out and smashing and competing and contesting pucks all over the ice. How fun was it? Mark, I'll let you go first, because you saw it when it wasn't quite clicking, but you got a win, and everything went. I felt like that was a good 60-minute effort where everyone was roping and riding.
Yeah, no, for sure. I kind of knew how this team, the identity and how they want to play from last year, just being called up in the spring there when we were on that heater there. And, that game against Detroit, like you said, like there were spurts of it, but it wasn't full 60 of contesting pucks and pounding their D-men and everything like that. So last game was just so fun to see and so encouraging to see. I think a huge, hopefully we can build on it going into Chicago on Friday.
And you're just jumping into it going, no idea what to do, right, Zach? You're just like, I don't know what your identity is, but this is what I'm going to do.
No, exactly. Obviously,
just going to go dummy some guys.
You see the team's 0-5. I thought when I first got here, maybe the morale wasn't.
You're the savior, by
super,
the way.
Super high. No, I'm definitely not the savior.
And just before we lost the game in Max, game five, we lose
this
that.
Is Max, this is true. This is Saturday.
Max and I go for a pint after the game, and Max says, we got to call up LaRue. We got to call him up. And I said, are you Barry Trotz? That's the exact quote. I said, are you Barry Trotz now? And then I don't know how he did it, but he got you here. He called it.
Hey, I'll take it. If he made it happen, that's a plus for me.
Monday morning about 10:21 in the morning, everybody who was there and heard that got an I was right text.
Yeah.
When we saw you on the ice at practice.
He's right about something.
Yeah, first time for everything.
But I feel like you jumped in and you're just going to go play your game, and I feel like that fit in with everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to, hopefully be part of that first win, and I knew how much the guys wanted it, so obviously I wanted to be at my best. I didn't want anything to happen on my back that it was my fault didn't get the first win. So every time I was out there, I just knew I had to bring that energy and do my best.
I told you just before we came on, my first game, I was in Vancouver. I got my first shift. They dumped the puck in. I went to get it, and I just missed rimming it around the board, just missed going into my own net by about 2 inches. They pulled me off. I never played another shift. Okay. And so I had, I think, 30 seconds of ice time. I don't think they tracked ice time that back then, but it was about 30 seconds. And then I was gone. I was sent down to Providence, and I made it back, thank God. But, I know the nerves and the excitement, but I just love the way you guys competed. And when you get in that locker room after the game, did you notice everyone just go, poof, and just, it looked like to me there was a lot of size, like, complete load off your shoulders, right, when you got in the locker room?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Zach and I weren't here for the whole start of this. I mean, it is the start of season, but we weren't here for the first four games. And
you're getting thrown into it like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, to not get one on Saturday and to be 0-5 and then going to that game against Boston was a big one. They're a really good team, and they have a good culture there and everything, so we knew it was going to be a big game. And, and after the game, everyone was just so excited. Great energy, and, everyone's just so happy to get it done.
after the game, we saw a video on social media. Zach, you were the player of the game.
He dug in.
First win of the year. I guess there was another player of the game gift that was going to happen, and it was switched to a shovel because at 0-5, it's time to dig the bleep in, Roman Josi said. And they gave it to you. That was awesome. And your NHL debut.
Yeah. A little unexpected for sure. But, I mean, if they're happy with me here, I'm happy to stay. So I think it was definitely a big moment, you know, for them to really take me in. I think everybody's been so welcoming since I've been here, and you know, they made it easy and comfortable for me to, you know, be inserted into the lineup and you know, just go out there and play my game.
And you got to stay sharp too, because next win, you're giving that to somebody else, right?
Yeah, exactly. Usually that's the way it goes. So
give it to Deli.
Yeah, I'm have to give it to Deli. Yeah.
That stick is my pattern, by the way. The shovel.
That's your curve.
I've gotten that joke a couple times.
Well, it's my height, so it's
may not be your length.
Yeah, it's not the length, but it's my pattern.
It all rolls.
That's
into
my
one.
Curve.
Smashville Live is off and rolling with Preds rookies Mark Delgazzo and Zach LaRue here in the house at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. We're gonna take a break for the guys to sign some autographs. Come back with more. This is Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing, here on your radio home for Preds hockey. ESPN 102.5 and 106.3, the game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3, the game. Great crowd of Preds fans here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue, one of our favorite spots for Smashville Live. This is our last show till December, so it's got to be a good one, and it already is. We've got rookies Zach LaRue and Mark Delgazzo here.
It's on you,
here.
But if you mess it up, then it's on you. They're great guests. They both like to talk. They're great.
And you're amazing.
They're living their dream right now. They're playing in the National League for the Preds. They just won last night. What, like, just line it up and knock it down, buddy.
We're all living our dream up here.
That's a good point.
He's Al Gill.
I've never been not been living my dream.
That's true.
Story of my life.
What a league, everybody.
It is a good league. Isn't it a good league, boys?
It's a great league.
I mean, is there anything better than the National League? It's sick.
Great question, Hal.
Sorry.
Yes or no
question.
We'll
go back
right
to the
there.
Questions.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about some other leagues you guys played in, if that's all right. Let everybody get to know you, your hockey journeys. We'll start with Mark Delgazzo, college hockey, national champion, UMass Minutemen.
ZUMass.
How important was that to you being a high-level pro now?
Yeah, I mean, it was everything. Just having my coach there was Greg Carville. He coached in the NHL for a number of years with Ottawa and Anaheim, and you know, it just brings in like smaller defensemen that like to move the puck and that are offensive, and you know, he kind of lets you play your game in that way, and he's moved on a lot of pros on the back end, so was just such a special place, and being able to play there with my older brother too was awesome, and I had an incredible time at UMass, and couldn't be more thankful.
Wait, roll out the list, because it's impressive. UMass,
your freshman year D partner at the top of the list, who was?
Cale McCarr.
Yeah, that's decent.
Mario Ferraro.
Yeah.
Brandon Montour.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of young guys, like Zach Jones was a year younger than me. He's on the Rangers. Matt Kessel's on the Blues, year younger than me. The culture there, and you know, the way Carvey coaches and how he wants you to be a pro and teaches you how to be a pro is just you know, second to none.
So 2019, your freshman year, you had the winning goal in the Frozen Four semifinals.
Yeah,
you guys lost in the final. Then your junior year, you guys win it all. What are those moments like in college hockey?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool just being able to represent you know, a school, and at UMass, represent Massachusetts. So so awesome. And, yeah, I mean, those are some of the best memories I'll have in my hockey career for sure.
That's Mark Delgazzo. He played at UMass. Zach LaRue out of the queue, as any good Quebec boy would.
No, yeah, he deserves a round of applause. For
Natty, do you have the ring? Where is the ring? Is it with your parents or with you?
I got a lot of rings. I got...
Okay.
Little brag. Hey. I got two Hockey East and my national championship are both at home. Just at home. And then we got like a mini like replica of the of the national championship too. So it's just sitting there on my dresser.
That's sick.
That's awesome.
He just blipped over two hockey. I won one Hockey East with Providence College, and he just blipped over. He's like, I got two. Put the natty. He's like,
Hal Gill's prize replica. Possession just left in the past by Mark Delgazzo. Zach That's LaRue sick. In the queue. Played for two teams, 4 years. Moncton Wildcats for 1 year. Halifax Mooseheads of 3 years. You became a Maritimer there.
Oh, yeah, big time. definitely love the Maritimes. Has a special place in my heart, and I think it's a beautiful place of the country.
Your Halifax years were really strong. Your playoffs of your final junior year, you were exceptional. What was it like becoming a leader for that team and giving a push as far as you guys could? You lost in the finals of the Q that year.
Yeah, I think coming into that year, I ended up getting double sports hernia surgery right in September.
Wow.
So I missed the first couple months, wasn't, around the boys. I was rehabbing back home. So when I first got there, I knew it was probably going to be my last year, and I wanted to, really be a leader and, show the way to the younger guys and, have a winning culture. And obviously I hadn't experienced playoffs either before my last year because of COVID and injuries the year before. No. So it was kind of a whole mess heading into that last year, but I think I made the best out of it, and especially when those playoffs came around. I knew I wanted to leave it all on the line, and I thought that's really where I could elevate my game and show, that I can be a special player and, be one of the best once, it's important times comes around. So that's exactly what I did. Unfortunately, came up a little short, but it was still, some memories I'll always remember.
You guys both went on a great run last year with Milwaukee. Can you take us through both of you? I want to hear both of your because there's a lot of people that, who cares, what they did in the American Hockey League, but you grow, you become a better player by going through all those experiences. And it's a great league, especially now. It's when I was playing, it was a bunch of goons and everyone was fighting. It was the jungle, but now it's good hockey, and you guys went far. You had a great run. Take us through that experience for both of you. Mark, I'll start with you.
Yeah, no, it is really important for development and, for guys that are, making the look to jump in the National Hockey League. And it's hard. It's playoff hockey. I mean, it's a league lower, but, it's still playoff hockey. It's still hard, and it's a grind. And, we've had a really good culture in Milwaukee for the last few years. So, for sure. You kind of build your confidence going into training camp, having been through playoffs having success as a team and personally. So it definitely prepares you for your summer and gives you some confidence coming to Nashville for training camp.
Zach, you had good numbers. You're a gamer. I'll give you the gamer status because I feel like you step up those when the big game comes up. You like that?
Yeah, I love it. I thought, coming off a pretty good first season pro, you want to do good in playoffs. I think that's where you can separate yourselves from others. And, it's your first pro playoff. You don't really know what to expect. And I think, having, good leaders like DG on the team and other guys just leading the way and, going out there and end up scoring, I think, seven goals on my first 10 shots in playoffs.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was just kind of everything was clicking. Everything was going in. And
when you're nasty, that just works. It just works like that, right?
But, yeah, we end up winning, first round, second round. Unfortunately, fell short in the third round. But still, that experience is huge. And like you said, it just builds your momentum and your confidence going into, the next year.
I wish everybody could have seen the little face that Zach made when Hal said nobody fights in the AHL anymore. Exactly. It was like,
it's not the same.
Like, literally, there's guys that couldn't skate. They just stand there and fight. It was like the opening faceoff, and, AHL teams would guarantee a fight or you get your money back for your ticket. Like, it was, yeah. I mean, it was nonsense. I had two teammates in Providence that fought each other to fight the first guy, and I'm going, what are we doing?
To play and fight.
My teammates are fighting to fight one guy. It's not. So I'm glad that it's over.
You but guys don't do that, right?
People need to understand that the AHL is nasty. It's
a really good league.
It's a good league.
It was such a big step, especially coming from junior for me. I thought when I first got there to adapt to the speed, the physicality. It's not like a goon league. Like, guys can also play hockey while still bringing that physical aspect. So it's when you start talking to guys that have played in the National Hockey League and the American Hockey League, some of them will say that it's almost harder to play in the American Hockey League. So definitely kudos to that league and the way it's going to develop players.
And they still chuck them. I know these Smashville fans, they want to see someone chuck them every once in a while. They want to see knuckles out. I have a funny story. Can I tell a funny story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So your parents stopped by the desk last night, and they said hi, and they're all excited. Came from Montreal, and we were so excited. Our boy's playing, and I think it was your grandmother that came over, and he's going to get a goal and an assist. She called a goal and an assist. I said, I'd love to see that. But then I said, what if he's got a goal and assist? He's got to go fight. He's got to get the Gordie Howe hat trick.
I agree.
Right? And so I said that. And your mom turns and she goes, don't say that to him. He'll do it.
So I would.
Anytime you get a goal and assist,
you have no choice.
You're throwing your gloves at someone. Let's go.
You're just asking anybody at that point.
Any close calls last night? I didn't see any from up above.
It's tough. I knew going into the game that I wanted to have an impact, and maybe getting in a fight would be a good way to do that. And you're playing Boston. You're looking at the lineup. They have some big boys over there, and I definitely have to watch out a little bit. I may have asked a guy or two, but no answers.
No Marchand.
I couldn't go up to him. He would have probably just looked at me.
But
like,
you grew up.
Who are you?
You grew up kind of like watching his
big
game.
Big time, yeah, big time.
Marchand, for those.
Obviously, being a Montreal Canadiens fan, hated the Bruins, but loved the way he played and everything that he does on the ice.
I saw you kind of overlapped with him for at least one shift there early
on. Yeah, I was able to get him get a little hit on him, so I thought that was pretty cool. That definitely got me into the game right away.
That's awesome. We're going to take another break. Zach LaRue and Mark Delgazzo will sign some autographs here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for Smashville Live with the Preds rookies. He's Hal Gill. I'm Max Herz. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Preds hockey, ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, your radio home for Preds hockey. We got a great crowd of Preds fans here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue on the west side.
Finally, they're happy.
They are happy.
Got a win. Feeling good now. I feel way better about everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The way they play, that's a good team. They beat the Boston Bruins.
Back to normal.
I feel like, they're back to
it. That's what it was supposed to feel like.
Now they roll with it.
He's Hal Gill. He's rolling. I'm Max Herz. Preds rookies are here. Defenseman Mark Delgazzo and winger Zach LaRue are here with us. Zach, we talked about how much family you had here last night. You had a special member of the staff from your Halifax junior team here. Assistant equipment manager Tyler Long, who has special needs, was here rocking the green Mooseheads jersey.
His mom
was here, too. How cool was that to be able to have him here and have so many people from your hockey life in the house?
Yeah, it's so special, the relationship and the bond I have with him. And, he's just like any one of my buddies. He calls me all the time, keep in touch. And his mom always told me that when the day comes, if she had enough notice and can make it, would do everything to be there. So obviously, when I got out there for warm-up and saw that green jersey, it put a huge smile on my face and, just made me want to, play even better for him.
That's so awesome.
That is unreal. Can we get a round of applause for that? That's cool.
Tyler Long, all the way from Halifax to Smashville. So I guess
not an easy Halifax.
No. That's a couple
flights.
It was a couple flights in early morning. I think they got in their first flight at 5 o'clock Halifax time, and there's a 2-hour time difference. So they're awake for almost 24 hours.
Yeah.
And got to see him a little bit after the game, but got to spend some time today and grab lunch with them. And it was awesome.
I was expecting, are they all gone now? Or is everyone gone? I was expecting a few people lingering around.
Yeah, some of them are staying till tomorrow. I think, Tyler and his mom are here till Friday. So obviously Nashville's not a bad spot to visit.
Yep.
And a lot of my friends and family have never been, so they're making the best out of it.
And you're off on the road.
Exactly.
First road trip.
Off on the road.
Whoa. First road trip. You're going to get a nice National League muck.
Nice
dinner. That's
I was telling him about the pregame meal on the road.
Oh, boy.
Until he sees it.
Yeah. For those who don't know, when you fly out you know, tomorrow we're all going to fly out. You're gonna land. You walk around Chicago. You're dropped off in Chicago. Go ahead, have a great time. You go walk around. You can go shopping. You can go have a coffee. You go grab a drink somewhere, and then you have this amazing meal. You wake up in the morning. You do your little workout, and then you're staying at nice hotels, and then this spread that is a pregame meal is like something that you guys have never, like, it's the best, right?
It's the best
thing ever. The best thing ever. It's everything you ever wanted. Like, do you guys have a pregame meal that you go to? Because I was always, I had soup, salad, then I'd go with salmon with broccoli, and then I'd go with pasta, chicken with a bolognese. Oh. And then if I was feeling up for it, maybe a little ice cream after.
Oh, you know? Yeah. How many meals
always
was that?
Ice cream.
That was one?
That was one meal.
Okay.
This is a pregame meal, so you're not going to eat until 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you need to pack it. You need to pack it in, and then you take the best nap ever.
Yeah. But, oh, big you know, time.
Is that like, what would your pregame meals be?
I start with like a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
I'm a big Caesar guy. And then I'm a pasta. I got the red marinara sauce, and then I throw some pesto on it as well.
Oh, all right.
So I mix the marinara and the pesto. And then I usually go with chicken thighs when I'm in the National. There's there's chicken. I was telling them, there's like chicken breast, chicken thighs, three different kinds of steak, like fish, like everything you could ever want. So, yeah, it's such a treat, and looking forward to it.
I'm excited to see what you see, like, finally. Boom, it's right there. I know the first game is awesome. The first pregame meal on the road is a next level. I'm excited for you.
I'm usually pretty simple, Caesar salad, pasta, chicken, and, you know, meat sauce or marinara, I'm sure once I see all the options tomorrow, I'm going to have to switch that up.
You're going to have to dabble in it until you find your actual, like, the purest form of perfection.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try a lot of different stuff probably, and everything's going to look so good.
Obviously, I'm passionate about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Max. You were talking. That's a passion of mine, is the pregame meal. I miss it because, you know, I can't pack those calories
in.
If I'm not playing a game, it doesn't really burn off that quick.
I was going to say, you don't work them off on the radio during the game?
No, not exactly.
Zach LaRue and Mark Delgazzo are our guests here on Smashville Live. We're talking about pasta, or pasta, as some of us say. So, Mark, question in demand. Who is the more authentic Italian between you and Luke Evangelista?
Oh.
That's pretty close there.
Yeah. It's top of the table.
Yeah.
Who makes a better meatball? That's the real question.
Vange makes a really good sauce. I got to give it to him. And his Nona at his place, they jarred a bunch of sauce. Like, I guess one day every summer. I don't even know if I should be telling you guys this, but one day every summer, he goes over to his Nona's house, and they just process sauce, like, for a whole day. And at his place, he's got a big box of his Nona sauce, and
that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And he throws a little pancetta in there, too. It's great.
That's crazy.
That sounds incredible.
I can't believe you asked that question. You got that answer.
So you're giving him the title.
It's the worst question ever. He gave you the best answer.
I don't know. I mean, I'm an Italian from Jersey. It's pretty hard to beat.
I was going to say, your dad's name is Tony.
Yeah.
You're from Jersey. You got a lot of boxes checked.
Yeah, I'd say it's a tie for sure.
It's a tie, but
he's
Luke,
just being nice.
Yeah, Luke wins on the sauce.
Yeah, he's got the sauce down.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going to take it from there. I
was just going to look at you to ask something.
I'm just baffled.
Do you think we should end the show?
End it on that. That's amazing.
All right, I have another good one for Zach.
All right.
So last night, we heard Jonathan Marchessault gave a little fire up before the game, saying all we needed was a fourth Quebecer to turn this season around. Is that true? Alex Carrier said that after the game?
I did not hear anybody say that, but I mean, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. It's definitely fun, you know, have all these other, you know, French guys. It's nice, you know, to have other guys to speak French with. Down in Milwaukee, I'm pretty much alone. So, you know, when you get up, you see these guys that either you train with in the summer or get to know a little more personal, just, you know, coming from Quebec. It's always nice.
That's your first language?
Quebecois? Pretty even. Like, I'm perfectly bilingual in both languages. I did learn technically English first, but when I was, like, 5 years old, I picked it up and right away. was Berkeley bilingual, and yeah.
Do you talk, so when you get all the Quebec guys, are you guys all?
Yeah, we try our best. Yeah, you just sound something like that. But obviously try to keep it English when you're around the locker room. Yeah. But if it's just us, we'll always speak French.
I've never heard him speak French until like yesterday. I was like, what?
I mean, you guys can hear it. Zach has no accent whatsoever. That's
hilarious. You don't have an accent.
No, not at all. And I think playing in the Maritimes as well, I kind of picked up maybe a little more.
It's a different accent altogether.
Eastern Canadian there. And yeah, nothing at all in both languages.
Well, the real important question about growing up in Quebec, were you a Hal Gill fan from 2010 to 2012?
Oh, massive Hal Gill fan.
Oh, God. I can't. Yeah. He gave me a couple Le Boos. I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we had good years there.
Really good years, obviously.
And how old were you then? Like seven?
I would have been 7 to 9 years old. So right in the
Do you feel old yet, Hal?
Yeah, no, I feel old, but like I think that's awesome.
You felt old before the
show, what?
Too.
For those that don't know, there's like Montreal is hockey's
insane.
Everything. And the Habs are even more everything. It's just a crazy atmosphere every time you go there. And every time I walk down the street in Montreal, playing in Montreal, there's people everywhere that just, like, even a slug like me, like, they're like, oh, my God, that's amazing. He plays for the Habs. And so it was a great place to play, and I think a great place to grow up where you, like, you didn't just cheer on the game. You knew the game.
Yeah.
You learned the game at a young age.
Born into it, really. Yeah. Everywhere you went, you heard about the Canadians. You heard about hockey. I think that's Canada. And, you know, obviously going to the Bell Center and, every time you go, you hear that buzz and just the atmosphere that's in that rink. It's contagious, and it just made me fall in love with the game.
Yeah. As soon as they play Coldplay, we were up there, and they played the Coldplay song, you know, the Fix You song before everyone comes on, and I still get tears. It's the biggest hype. It's a whole different world.
Yeah, I'll watch videos still today, and it's like gives you chills.
Yeah.
And we were there for PK Subban's ceremony and pregame speech. It just ended 10 minutes ago, actually. It was 2 years ago, but it just ended.
Longest speech of all time.
Mark, who was your NHL team growing up in Jersey?
I actually grew up a Ranger fan, believe it or not. We have some Ranger fans here.
Mixed reaction. We got some boos and some yays. Hands up, thumbs down.
My dad was a Ranger fan, and him and my grandpa were at the game in 94 or 95 when they won the cup.
94,
and, yeah. Yeah, 94 when they won the cup. And there's actually like a photo of them in it. Like they're behind the net, like probably like in the 10th or 12th row behind the net. So they were season ticket holders. And kind of grew up a Ranger fan. Love Mark Messier. I love Brian Leetch.
You got a little Brian Leetch in you.
Yeah, it's kind of, my whole career I've worn number two. So yeah, he's kind of a Ranger and a good player and a good person and
one of the best Americans of all time is what he is.
Yeah. So I kind of started wearing number two when I went to junior and then wore it in college and started wearing it in Milwaukee. So just kind of stuck with it.
And you're seven now. Yep. You didn't choose seven though, did you?
No, I don't. No, they just showed up at training camp when I was number seven.
Just
I was like,
give me a number.
That's great.
They gave you a good number though. Exactly.
Does it great. Come with a paycheck?
Yeah, that's great.
So you're sticking with seven, you think, long term in the NHL?
Yeah, I like it. My dad actually wore seven. He played he played college hockey at Merrimack, and he wore number seven. So I like it, and it's got some a little bit of history, I guess, behind it. So it's cool.
And, Zach, your call-up number 68, we talked about this in camp. You did not pick it, but you're warming up to it?
Yeah. I definitely, at the start, when I first got to my first development camp, that was my number. At first, I wasn't the biggest fan of it, but I feel like just seeing it on the back last year in Milwaukee and, wearing it all year and, obviously did pretty good in that number. So now I think it's going to be sticking, and it definitely grew on to me.
68.
Like,
there's no one else that wore that number, right?
No, I, not that I know of.
You're the only one. That's the
only
one.
I mean, I wore 66 in junior, so I couldn't bring that one back.
You're not shying away from it. Yeah, you just hit it head on.
Yeah, 66 in the queue. Did you choose that?
Yeah, that one I did choose. 66 has been my number ever since I was a kid. I've always loved the number 6 because when my mom was growing up, you know, she never played hockey, but she played, you know, basketball and other sports. She'd always be 6. So I don't know why I've always loved the number 66, and I think it's kind of more of a tribute to her than it is obviously Mario Lemieux.
It's a good one.
You might get some booze just for your number, though,
Lemieux
in some places
Yags,
in Quebec.
You're just like, you're just changing the game. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Not a huge Jogger fan, though?
I mean, obviously, watch him play. He's, you know, one of the legends of the game, but hopefully he can take it as, you know, I'm respecting his number. I'm trying to make my own legacy.
Making
it
better.
Exactly.
I was going to say, his girlfriend isn't that much older than you. So shout out Jarmer Jager.
Well played, Max.
We'll take a break. A final round of autographs and pictures for Zach LaRue and Mark Delgazzo.
Thank you,
Black
Abby.
Fan questions coming up next. Black Abbey Beer is our sponsor.
Thank
you, Black
Abbey.
Carl from Black Abbey is in the house. Where's Carl? There he is, giving us a wave.
Thank you. Thank you, Black. Thank you, Carl from Black Abbey.
More to come with Mark Delgazzo and Zach LaRue after this here on Smashville Live on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. My name is Max Herz with former Preds defenseman Hal Gill. And Preds rookies Mark Delgazzo and Zach LaRue are here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. We're going to take questions from the crowd now. We're going to go back to front. Does anybody back here have a question for Zach and Mark?
Max, before you do that, can we just talk to Mark briefly about the fun we've had?
About something very important.
About the fun we've had with your name since you've been with the Preds?
It all started.
Never heard any of
that. We had a group text, like Delgazzo got called up, you know, and so the group text, like, is he going to stay or is he Delgonzo? And then it's like,
did a defenseman get hurt? We called up a seventh defenseman, but we don't know Delgazzo.
Delgazzo. Like, so it's just been an ongoing thing, you know, like, do you want a cheeseburger and maybe you could get some Delfrizos, you know, like, it's like, and it's a stupid thing, and I realize, but you guys are hockey players, you
That's
know about
great.
Stupid.
Yep.
And so, yeah. And so I was going to ask, you know, if anyone has a question, it would be a Delfrizo.
No, yeah, but
we're always taking suggestions for the next pun, too. Yeah,
so. I may have to start using that too. I've never in my life have I heard any of that.
No,
so.
You haven't heard it. Okay.
Well, it started after your NHL debut and what was a very serious, touching moment when you were in tears after the game, talking about how thankful you were for your family.
You were.
Yeah, what were you in that moment? What were you doing? You were Del?
Crizo.
Del Crizo.
There you go.
Del Crizo.
There you go.
And we mean it in the most loving, heartfelt way possible.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
And it took off from there.
Because we all love you, you know. You're a
we're all
we
one
all
big
love
happy
our
family.
Anyway, yeah, now you can go ask.
All right, who has those
questions? I wanted to get that.
Who has a question?
And for Halloween, he's going to wear a Del Disguiso. No?
You go so many places with that.
Yeah. Well, you can start. There's a lot of debate about, can you take the Del in? Can you put it out? There are different schools of thoughts on how much you can really mess with the name. We've thought a lot about this.
We've thought too much about it, to be honest.
All right. Lilith just turned 6 last week, and she claims to have a question.
I was just last week.
What'd you say, baby?
I was just last week.
She watched you last year? Is that what she said? She watched him last night.
Ah, well, thank you.
Just wanted to let you know she's a fan.
7:45 p.m. start. That's a late one,
there
too.
There were a lot of kids who made it
through. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. How many games has she missed? How many guys have you missed?
Five games in the last. And she's 6
ever?
Years old.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I know. Just,
that's a dedicated fan.
Yeah.
Smashville strong.
All right. We've got a question in the back. We got two questions in the back.
Do you have a Halloween costume planned for this year?
That's an important question.
I do not, unfortunately. I was going to go like Star Wars themed this year, but end up, you know, getting called up right before our Halloween party in Milwaukee. So now I'm kind of all over the map for Halloween, and I don't know what I'm going to do. So it's probably going to be a last minute. Probably not going to be a good one this year for me.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You can still make it.
Yeah. I'm similar. Same thing. I can't share right now because the secret would be out of the bag. But same thing. I actually, my Halloween costume is actually in Milwaukee, similar. Just got called up. Like, I have to probably do something different, hopefully.
These guys barely have any normal clothes with them right now.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The call-up guys. All right, next question from the crowd.
I'm wondering if you guys' favorite pastime aren't favorite hobby after off season.
What do you do in the off season?
I love golfing. I suck at it, but I spend a lot of time at the craft trying to get better. Obviously, I love boating too. Just getting out on the lake and spending some time with friends.
Yeah, I go to the beach a lot in the summer and do a lot of fishing, whether it's tuna fishing, shark fishing, anything of that nature. And I'm also, like Zach, pretty big into golf as well. So, that's basically it.
I think he just complimented you, Zach. He said, like Zach, I'm pretty good at golf.
No, that's not true at all. He's a lot better than me.
I have a question.
I have follow-up. So Jersey Shore Beach?
Yeah, Jersey Shore.
Yeah, GTL?
Yeah.
Just gym tan laundry?
Yeah.
Just
we had a shout for Seaside.
Seaside?
Yeah.
Oh, Seaside. Yeah,
oh, there you go. Right. My parents' house is, like, everyone that asks, like, people that don't know Jersey, like, we're in the shore, and I'm just like, you know where Seaside is, where the Jersey Shore was? I'm 5 minutes north of that.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, for sure. The show kind of, doesn't really make it seem like it's very nice, but, it's
a little misrepresentation there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a special place for sure.
All right.
I have a follow-up for the golfing question. Montreal had the President's Cup.
Yeah, they did.
Did you go? Did you get to jump into that?
Unfortunately, I was. I was in Nashville.
Yeah, that's right.
But I did pay attention to it, and it's a pretty nice course they got there.
How happy were the Canadians to be out there? I mean, they just love that course, and they love golf.
The fans showed up, and it was a pretty cool just to watch on TV. I would have loved to have been there.
I think
you're going to have to work on your game to get there.
Get
the President's Cup.
I don't think they'd allow me to chew up that course.
On that note, I think we're
done.
Did
I miss a question because I had a question?
Yeah, but
did I ruin
it's okay.
it? I'm sorry. Come out in 2 months when we do another show.
Yeah, we don't have another show till December, sadly. A lot of road games coming up. But we'll see everybody back in Smashville on Saturday night against the Blue Jackets. Thanks so much to everyone for coming out to Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue. Mark Delgazzo, thank you so much. Zach LaRue, thank you so much. Congrats on setting a record tonight.
Thank you.
Live in 22 hours.
We're going to roll on the road with another win in Chicago, right, boys?
Yeah, that's the goal. Thanks for having us. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Engineer Sean, Mark, Jordan, Cliff, our whole crew here at 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Hurst. Thanks for listening to Smashville Live, and thanks to Black Abbey
Brewing, our sponsor,
here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Preds Insiders is next.